Africans diaspora that have left the continent and in search of better life, not just in the continental USA, but also in Europe, Asia, and South America. These some of our people, Africans, moved to find better lives outside of the continent because of certain issues. Some are political and some are economic. But when they left the continent in search of a better life, so what happens is that they establish new homes in these places, give birth, get married, and start working. But because of the way we're structured as a communal people, we have families back home that we do not forget. And because governments are not really built on social welfare, the Africans that are in diaspora become that source of survival for their families back home. When they work one, two, three jobs, some monies are dedicated to their families where they live overseas, but some of that other monies are repatriated to the families back home. And those repatriations actually become part of the GDP of most of African countries.
So, Vincent, they help their people, their relatives back home. Talk to me about the African diaspora stepping out of the shadows and stakes a claim here in the United States. When does that transformation come?
So that transformation is an ongoing work that we're part of what we are doing. Most of the people in diaspora, when they get to America, they are still transient in their thinking. What I mean by that is that we still believe that America is not home and we just come here and make it, set up some things back home and move back home. I mean, 90% of the time, or actually I'll say 98% of the time, that does not happen because people go back and come right back. So one of the things we started doing, both on the board and the commission, is to remind ourselves, myself included, that I here are also U.S. citizens. The only thing that most of the African immigrants cannot do is run for president, but you can run for different positions. You can work in government. And because of the, I say PTSD, and from back home, which is the fact that most of the African countries where we come from, government does not really do anything for the citizens. People do not believe in government. So we that becomes a transferred baggage when we get here. We do not participate in the political discourse. And we only do that maybe during presidential elections when we are excited. So part of what we have started doing as part of our work is to let our people know, listen, if you're not at a table, and then you're part of the menu. So get involved. The more we work together, the more we can achieve. And we've had some results here in the state of Maryland. Here in Prince George's County, which is my home county, through the intervention and support of the county executive, Angela Olsebrooks, we have three first-generation Africans, daughters of immigrants, that have won, contested in the council elections here, and have won. One of them is Council Member Wanika Fisher. She has a Nigerian and a South African heritage. We also have Council Member Wala Blige has a Liberian and a Nigerian heritage. And also Council Member Crystal Oriada, Kenya and the U.S. So having people of African descent getting elected has made our people believe, and some of them are starting to come out of the shadows to say, wow, this is possible. Oh, our kids can also run and win, and also can be appointed to different political offices. And we've had several appointments also by Governor Wes Moore, and one of his deputy chief of staff is as a Ghanaian heritage. So these appointments and elections and I'm making our people believe, and some of them are coming out of their shadows now to participate.